apply some of this Riot Girl philosophy to how we see our own lives, and if there's any worth, and obviously there is worth, to incorporating it into our perspectives.
Yeah. I also see you, so DJ Star has a point that saying that there's more room for girls to be weird, offensive, hilarious, and unapologetic, which I really like. Yeah, because just even now, I feel like, not that I'm playing a role or anything, but sometimes I feel like I have to put on a show and not really reveal my true self, just in fear of judgment, like most people. But for even also stacking on being a woman as well on top of that, that I have to maybe laugh a little more, or I have to sit up straighter, fix my posture, things like that. That just kind of adds on to the complexity of trying to get rid of, or trying to avoid judgment.
Yeah, and I think the unapologetic aspect is really what Riot Girls were trying to push. And I know so many women that are super smart, super funny, but if they get, if they're too smart or too funny or talking too much, they're going to apologize. Like, oh, sorry. Like, that was so much. You know, like, that was so much. But I think, is it ever too much if you're just being yourself? That's so cheesy, and I hate that I said that. But I mean, like, I don't know if a lot of men out there are being like, oh, was that too much? Was I, you know, too condescending, too smart, too funny, like any of that kind of thing.
Right.
So it definitely is an effort in my life to try to be less apologetic about any kind of aspect of my personality.
Yeah. Do you find yourself apologizing a lot? Because I apologize for everything.
I've been trying to less. Like, I just kind of let it sit, but I do apologize for way too much. And honestly, this might be taking it too far, but more women should be rude, honestly. Like,
but then you just get labeled a Karen, but then there's no male name for a Karen.
Oh yeah, no.
So
no.
It's like there's only a label for woman when they're
but
rude.
But we can't just refrain from doing something
from
because
being rude,
there might be a label associated with it, which is part of it too.
It could also be the other side of the spectrum where guys are seen as too sensitive.
Yeah.
As well. So that's the other side of the coin. But yeah, this just the suffocating.
we have some notes here, and they're just, you know, they're pretty extensive right now. I'm not sure how much we can go into it, because that does just start to generally touch on our experiences in the patriarchy in general. But I think we could talk about how cathartic Riot Girl is, and how it really is, self-expression of these feelings of anger, shame, like guilt, sadness, all of these things that are resonating throughout us as we kind of just live our lives. And I know a lot of people have that too, but I think there is a certain amount of anger that comes with being a woman.
Usually just having to suppress it, journal it, leave it aside and lock it up, but like having a space to actually scream about things that you want to talk about and or like feel passionate to want to mention.
Have you had any cathartic experiences?
I'm not gonna lie, I don't even know if I know the definition of cathartic.
Cathartic is just like a release of emotion, like,
right,
and you feel relieved after. Like, it could be any extreme kind of negative emotion, and it's kind of like a purge, an emotional purge.
So is it something that helps you with purging the feeling?
It can help. It's just more of like a release. And I have like just two examples that I could say that maybe could.
Yeah, you started off.
Okay, I can start it off. So for me, I was just feeling this huge pressure of I hate like the patriarchy just like embedded into every single person that I know. And like I can see examples of certain sexist ideologies or thinking or behaviors in pretty much every single man that I know. And I was getting really upset and feeling really hurt by it too, because these are men that are close to me in my life and I care about them, but sometimes it feels like they don't really care about me. So I was just like wanting to let it all out. And I was driving back from hanging out with like a group of men, and I just did not feel heard. I did not feel listened to. It was an awful night. It was the same night that that guy made the comment about the woman in the horror movie. And then, yeah, I was just like screaming in my car. And then I was like, after that, I was crying, I was screaming, then I felt a bit better. I was like, okay, yeah, that was a nice little release. Like, everybody needs that. And then another time is that I couldn't fall asleep one night because I was thinking about it. Just, yeah, the same kind of general feelings that I was talking about before. So then I just made a list of all of these things I've noticed that have made me really upset, or things that people have said that have really like got into me. And then writing them down actually made it like having a substantial list of things that are just wrong and sexist and misogynistic that have been like said to me or done to me or to other people that I've seen. It just made it so much more real and tangible. Like, it's so not,
did you make you more mad, or did it help?
It definitely relieved me in some way, because I do feel like sometimes I'm making it up in my head, or I'm getting too geared up about it for nothing. But then seeing the whole list really just made me feel like, okay, like I'm not crazy, like this is real. And yeah, those are my two experiences.
Screaming one. I'm gonna try yeah. that one sometime.
It's not only been one time, but that was a recent time.
Multiple times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't scream at home because I got tenants. But I usually, my main one would be going for a walk with headphones and then playing the most atrocious, like loudest music I can possibly put.
Just ruin your hearing.
Just ruin my hearing.
Yeah, straight to the end.
Yeah, and then just walk in the park and then back home, done. Mm-hmm. That's my probably release. But no, that and
Running in the rain is good too.
Running in the rain, running at night is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. It's a little dangerous. If I have my blasting headphones, then running at night.
If you're fast enough.
I'm fast. I might get jumped, but I would say that is a good release for me. But yeah, no, I kind of, not that I'm seeing the patriarchy yet. I haven't actually thought about that so much, but I've noticed about with guy friends particularly this year, I've grown up with pretty much like 100% all girlfriends. Like, I've never really hung out with guys or felt like we could connect or anything. But this year in uni, like, I made a couple guy friends from mutuals and just meeting them in classes, and it's quite nice. But I feel like I act differently with how I interact with women versus men, especially. And it's just more, I have a thing with laughter that I really need to calm down on, because in every situation that I'm anxious or nervous in, I just feel like I have to laugh. And we've had a talk about this with our programming coordinator Robin, because I feel like even though we both do laugh, I feel like for me it's more of a problem because it's just kind of an anxiety reliever.
Yeah, you're trying to like ease the tension, yeah, and make it more comfortable.
Yeah, so especially with guys, like, usually with girls, I feel more open and free and able to make jokes. But then kind of when I'm with a guy, I just want to be quiet more. Mm-hmm. So
it is hard to shake these certain socializations that are programmed into us, both men and women, from birth, with things like that, for sure. Yeah, it's definitely a journey trying to be who you are, not only around men, but just in general around anyone else, because there are certain things that we can't tie just to being women. Like, if you're really self-critical, I mean, okay, that is more intense for women, but I don't know, like, there's a lot of things to work on. I don't really know.
Yeah, I would say these are issues for everyone, but yeah, we're kind of just focusing more on the female perspective. But yeah, but back to Riot Girl. Definitely, I think I would have really liked being in that time period of just being in the Riot Girls genre. I feel like just having a place with a bunch of other girls to be weird and to be offensive and mm-hmm. unapologetic would be an amazing thing to be a part of, even though the time was really hard.
For sure. And even just my experiences in the live music scene in Vancouver, there are some really scary mosh pits where, you know, maybe the girls will, I've been in a situation where the girls started, I was like, okay, I'm going to hop in, this is so fun. And then 7 6-foot-tall men jumped in there and dominated it completely. And then all the other girls were like, I left. Some of them stayed, but it's just comparing that to a concert that I went to recently with a band that was for like rock, punk rock by girls for girls, and then they're like, girls come to the front, and there's just like, felt like a very very safe space to be angry. They had a song that was just about being angry and screaming, and I was like, mm-hmm. this is, you know, when there is some sort of music out there that you can identify with and really really feel it, that's a really important aspect of even just mental health, I think.
Even
kind feeling of, alone.
Yeah. Wait, did the mosh pit become guys, or would it just become?
It was mostly girls at the concert. Yeah, mostly girls and like women.
Because even things like clubbing, I always see guys. It's always guys doing the mosh pit. I've never see girls starting the mosh pit. Because
I've tried to start mosh pits at clubs, and people are just like, "What are you doing?" They're playing like David Guetta or something.
David Guetta kind of hits though.
Said that because I knew DJ Coco.
I love David Guetta. And Pony by Genuine. No. We're not going to talk. That is like the forbidden song.
The forbidden fruit.
The forbidden fruit. Okay, that's enough. I think that's pretty much Riot Girl for now. We are planning to actually dive more into this next week because there is still a lot more to
discuss. Yeah, we were like, there's no way we can cover Riot Girl in 1 hour and also play our music.
Oh no. Yeah, we still have so much music to play. We barely even played Riot Girl.
We played two songs.
Yeah, we played two songs. So we'll do another one. But yeah, next week there's still some controversy that we want to talk about in the zines as well. But yeah, stay tuned for that. But we are going to play an actual Canadian Riot Girl band. So this one is called One of the Pack by Soft Cult. So enjoy.
We'll be right back. I'm science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squist.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I am just going to introduce the last couple songs we heard. So, you heard earlier One of the Pack by Soft Cult, pretty good. And then the next one was the Anti-Queens, the band The Anti-Queens, and the song was Dirty Girl. Pretty classic Riot Girl song. And
Then the next one was Bad Way by White Long. They're from Vancouver. They're so good. I love them.
Pretty good. But yeah, we just wanted to come on and give our last goodbyes because we are nearing the end of the hour for Slumber Party. So thank you so much for being with us. We have up next at 7 p.m. is Revolution Rock. And then at 8 p.m. we have Bitcoover with our music coordinator, Connor. So stay tuned for that. And
I think next week we will be coming back to talk about Riot Girl a little further, get into the depths of it a bit more. So if you are free, tune in next week at 6 p.m. But for now, this is our last song. It's called Make It by Slut Ever.
Take a listen.
And thanks for listening. Bye. Some trash, but I won't let you hatch because you're bugging me.
You're locked on to Timbers. Watch the pirates. Pirates. Dance hop. Hearts. All about 90.1 FM. And you're tuned to the Pirates of the Caribbean. Every Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Email us at PO_GC@hotmail.com or
Thanks for listening.
See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
The outro way too late or too way too soon. Early, so we're gonna talk for like 10 seconds.
Thank you so much for listening, all of you people who listen to Riot Girl and listen to us talk. We appreciate you, and yeah,
have a great Tuesday.
Have a great night.
Bye
bye.